Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is working. He is on the throne. He is the living God. And he is working in the lives of our friends. And he's working against the enemy. The enemy is working against him. But the Lord has told us in his word that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. There are a lot of wicked people in the world today. And many people are deliberately doing things to cause pain and affliction upon God's people. But the Lord is merciful and long-suffering, and he removes people from this world who are the enemies of the Lord, and even he will allow those who are wicked to continue in the world, even though they have deliberately set out to hurt God's people. The Lord is long-suffering. And I think now about you and me, if we were to ask the question, as we see others, you know, there are people who live in sin and they continue on, and we think, well, Lord, look at them. Well, before you start asking the Lord to speed up his judgment upon them, think back on when you first were confronted about the fact that you were a sinner before a holy God. And think how long it was from that time to the time that you did give yourself to Christ. And being fair about this matter, if the Lord had cut you off between the time you heard and the time you repented and forsook your sin, just think of where you'd be. You know, I have enough faith to believe in hell, that there is a hell, a real place called hell. What I mean by that is I believe what the Bible says about that awful place. And I believe that the people who go there go to an awful place. And I thank the Lord for his mercy, that he had mercy on me in my sin and brought me to a saving knowledge of himself. Well, we will be looking later on at how the Lord gave a man the opportunity to intercede and to pray for one who was much in sin. But I want to ask you to be aware of this truth, that there is a God in heaven who cares for you and who is able to help you and who will strengthen you and who will work his mighty purpose in your life, and who will glorify himself and save souls. He will save to the uttermost all who will come unto God by him. Would you look to him for salvation? He will save you. Let's look to the Lord in prayer, and we will pray for those who've been hearing and who have not yet repented. Father, we thank thee for this time that we have from the Lord to make our request known unto God. We thank thee, Father, for the blood, that as sinners we were in such need of thy grace and thy mercy, and thou hast redeemed us and saved us and brought us unto a saving knowledge of thyself. Lord, we thank thee that thou didst go the distance to make it right. We were the guilty, we were the offending party, and the Lord went the distance to make it right. The Lord has forgiven us, and we thank thee, Lord, for that. And we love thee, Lord Jesus, for loving us while we were yet sinners, knowing that it is the blood of Christ that cleanses from sin and makes us accepted in the Beloved. Hear, O Lord, from heaven and help, I pray. I need thy power today to minister thy word, for there are many who are in need of help and strength. So bless us today, for Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Please turn in your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 18 now. Genesis chapter 18, we have a portion of scripture in which we find the man Abraham praying to the Lord. He is interceding for the Lord, to the Lord, for others. Remember now, these three visitors have visited Abraham. And in verse 17 of chapter 18, after the Lord had said Sarah, told Sarah what was going to happen, and the Lord says, it's the Lord who is speaking, verse 17. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. So the Lord looks upon Abraham as one who is willing to do things God's way. You know, this is a refreshing thought, that to have people who are concerned with doing things God's way. There's a young fellow that I minister to on a regular basis and talk to. And one of the things that he talks about is this. When he asks the question, he says, I did such and such, or I like such and such, or I want to do such and such. And what he wants to do is he wants to please God. And what he has done is, by God's grace, is something that he knows the Bible says we ought to do. And he often will ask me the question, he say, well, how does God feel about me wanting to do that? And I can tell him beyond a shadow of a doubt, because I know what the Bible teaches about those things. I can say that pleases the Lord. The Lord is pleased with that desire. You desire a good thing, the Lord is pleased with you desiring to serve him and to see people get the gospel and to see people have people see Christ working in you. That pleases the Lord. The Lord said, I know Abraham. Abraham is concerned about what pleases me. In verse 20, the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Do you not see what God thinks about sin? He doesn't say it's something that is cute and something to be laughed at. No, sin grieves God's heart. The Lord says, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. Now the Lord hears the cries of what's going on in the world. He sees those things, and he is coming to bring judgment upon a city that is very wicked. It's a city wherein men are loving men as a man would love a woman. It's a city wherein women are loving women as a woman would love a man. And God says that's sin. You see, God is putting his condemnation upon same-sex marriages. It's not of God to have a man marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Just even this weekend, I heard on the news that when women enter into what they call the same-sex marriages, that the girls in those particular setups are more promiscuous, they're more sinful, they get involved in more sin than do the guys? Now, that is strange. Well, then it's not strange. It's to be understood that sin begets sin when it's practiced. You don't get better. Sin doesn't die by trying to fill it up and satisfy it. The more sin you sin, the more sin you will sin. It sounds said, that's very profound, preacher. I couldn't have figured that out. But think about it. The more sin you sin, the more sin you will sin. You give yourself to more dirt you will bring into the world. And here's a city. They have just gone further and further from God. that sin will run its course in destroying. That's what happens to nations. Nations are founded, and they start building themselves, and then they start gorging themselves on sin. Organizations will do the same thing. They start gorging themselves on sin, and before you know it, there's only a shell. One empire is built on the ruins of another empire. One was filled with sin, gorged itself on sin, begat more sin, and died. And another marched in and took its place and built itself up, began to prosper and to gorge itself on sin. And so the cycle continues even unto this day. And the Lord brings judgment. And so he says, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And so the Lord is going to take first-hand information when he deals out judgment. He is not going to ask, what do you think, and then we'll go on your opinion. No, sir. God brings judgment because God has seen sin. And the Lord turned their faces from thence and went toward, and the men rather, turned their faces from there, thence, and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. So there were three visitors, as we said before, in the first part of Genesis 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes, and lo, three men stood by him. All right, one of those three is the Lord. And the Lord has turned aside to tell Abraham, because Abraham is his friend. Abraham is his friend because Abraham wants to lead his family in a way that pleases God. God is Abraham's counselor. Who's yours? Who's your counselor? Who do you want to please? Do you want your way? I heard a grown woman, a mother of several children one day, say this, I get very angry when I don't get my way. And if you'd heard the way that she said it, you would have known that she really meant it. And saying it in front of her children. No, that's a bad thing to do or to say or to be. When you can't get your way, well, that mother, I'm sure, probably, well, maybe she didn't. I don't know. Maybe she would pounce upon her kids in the grocery store when they couldn't get their way and they got very angry. Because, again, that same thing is sent out. It'll come back worse than what it was when it went out. But that was the statement. Do you want your way or God's way? We should be angry when we don't do things God's way, or when people don't do things God's way. The Lord was pleased with Abraham, and the Lord gave Abraham inside information because Abraham was concerned about what mattered to God. Are you? Would you today become concerned about what matters to God? Our Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee, Father, for this time that Thou hast given. We ask for Thy blessings upon this program, upon this message. May someone hear it and turn from sins to the Savior. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. I do invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson here in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless you.